There's a special event coming up in South Korea this weekend. As Stephanie Bollock reports, it's an unusual chocolate-covered holiday.
Relationships and love are not taken lightly in South Korea. There are over 20 holidays devoted to celebrating one's affections for family, friends, and beloveds. For starters, the 14th of each month is set aside for sweethearts. Also, just as in North America, Valentine's Day is celebrated in South Korea, but with a slight variation on the tradition. Only the women give gifts on Valentine's Day. To balance this out, there's White Day, one month later when men take their turn giving gifts. This is one of the many holidays that have been named after a color, with Black Day, Silver Day, Yellow Day, and Green Day dotting the South Korean calendar. November 11th is one of these special days. It's not named after a color, but rather a particular brand of chocolate. While the U.S. celebrates Veterans Day, and other countries pay tribute to the sacrifices made during times of war, under the name of Remembrance Day and Armistice Day, South Korea has set aside November 11th for a much more lighthearted holiday. It's known as Peppero Day. Peppero is a brand of cookie, a long, thin, crunchy wafer half-dipped in chocolate. The day is centered around the exchanging and eating of these Peppero sticks with as many family members, boyfriends, girlfriends, and acquaintances who are willing to accept your offering. This practice is extremely popular with children, which means that if you don't happen to like the snack, it may not be such a great day to be a school teacher because your desk will become a buffet table of Peppero products. And why is this the day for celebrating Peppero? The date of November 11th was chosen because when written numerically as 1111, it resembles four long Peppero sticks. The legend is that Peppero Day began in Busan, South Korea's second largest city after Seoul, when some middle school girls started exchanging the snack with the wish that they would become as tall and slender as a Peppero. But it's more widely accepted that the custom was begun by Peppero's manufacturers who, by making their product an unofficial national holiday, have perhaps found one of the most effective means of marketing possible. Regardless of Peppero Day's origins, its celebration has become an annual tradition since 1994, and each year as the day approaches, South Koreans stock up on these little confections to be ready to use them as an expression of their esteem and affections for those they hold near and dear. So if you can't wait for Valentine's Day, and you want to let someone that you know care, check out your local specialty store for these crunchy treats. If he or she looks at you quizzically when presented with these gifts, just smile widely and say, "Happy Peppero Day!"